Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Tet. In the last perek, we learned that because Moshe Rabbeinu has a stronger credibility than any future Navi, this puts a limitation on what other Nevi'im can say. Specifically, they cannot deny or contradict anything that Moshe Rabbeinu said. This perek elaborates on the parameters of what exactly a Navi can tell us to do. Halacha Aleph. Devar barur umforash b'Torah, shehi mitzvah omedet le'olam ulamei olamim. Ein la lo shinui velo giraon velo tosefet. It's a clear matter in the Torah that the Torah itself is meant to last forever with no change. Nothing will ever be detracted from it and nothing will ever be added to it. We mentioned several times already the Rambam's 13 principles of faith, and this too is one of those principles. It's number 8 on that list. Shinemar eit kol hadavar asher nochi mitzaveh etchem oto tishmeru la'asot, lo tosef alav velo tigra mimenu. This is the iser of Bal Tosif. Nothing can be added to or taken away from the Torah. V'nemar v'haniglot lanu v'anenu ad olam la'asot kol divrei ha'Torah hazot. A pasuk in Parashat Nitzavim also speaks about how the Torah is to last forever. Ha'lamanata shekol divrei Torah mitzuvin anu la'asotan ad olam. V'chein hu omer chukat olam l'dorotechem. Another pasuk that talks about the Torah as a law for generations. L'dorotechem. V'namar lo v'shamayim hi. Halamanata she'en avi rashai l'chadesh davar me'ata. And now this brings this point to the topic of our perek. Lo v'shamayim hi means that the Torah is not in the hands of God to change, and therefore even a Navi cannot come and add or detract from the Torah. Lefichach im yamod ish bein miYisrael bein min haumot v'yaseh ot u'mofet v'yomar shehashem shlacho l'osif mitzvah o ligrua mitzvah. So therefore, if someone were to come along, a Jew or a non-Jew, do some kind of miracle and say that Hashem sent him to add a mitzvah or take away a mitzvah from the Torah, o lefaresh b'mitzvah min hamitzvot perush shelo shamanu mimoshe, or even to reinterpret a mitzvah that's already in the Torah in a manner that we didn't learn from Moshe. O shamar shotana mitzvot shnitztavu behen Yisrael einan la'olam uldorei dorot el mitzvot lefi zman hayu. Or if he tells us that those mitzvot in the Torah are not meant to be forever, but were only temporary. This might be a reference to Christianity, Islam, and other religions that developed over the years. Hareza navi sheker sherei ba lahakhish nevuato shel Moshe. This is a false prophet, a navi sheker, because he's coming to deny the prophecy of Moshe. He gets meat at Beitin through strangulation. Al sheizil daber b'shem Hashem asher lo tzivahu, because he says something Hashem didn't command him to say. Shu baruch shmo tzivah l'Moshe shamitzvah zot lanu l'vanenu ad olam velo ish kel v'chazev. Since Hashem told Moshe that the Torah is forever and God is not like a person who can go back on his word, so we know for a fact that what this Navi is telling us is false. Halacha bet, im kein lama ne'mar b'Torah, navi akim lahem mikerv achehem kamocha, v'natati divar b'fiv, v'diber alehem et kol asher atzavenu. If the Torah never changes, what do we ever need a Navi for? We have the Torah. Lo laso datuba, elo litzavot al divrei Torah, ulazir ha'am shelo yavru aleha, kmo shamar acharon shebehem zichru Torat Moshe Avdi. So first of all, the job of the Navi is to remind the Jewish people that they have to keep the Torah. And he brings the example of Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im, who commanded the Jews, zichru Torat Moshe Avdi, remember the Torah of Moshe and keep it. V'chein, im sivanu b'divrei ha'rashut, kegon l'chu l'makom ploni, o al telchu, asu melchama hayom, o al tasu, benu choma zo, o al tivnuha, mitzvah lishmo alo. And so too, if the Navi might command us something that has nothing to do with the Torah, nothing to do with any mitzvah, nothing to do with any prohibition, just some kind of local commandment of go to such and such place or don't go to such and such place, make war with this country, don't make war, build a wall, don't build a wall, mitzvah lishmolo. In all these matters, it's a mitzvah to listen to him. Vaveil dvarav chayav mita bidei shamayim, and anyone who does not listen to the Navi in one of these circumstances is chayev mita b'dei shamayim, that is, Beit Din won't kill him, but mina shamayim, he is chayev mita. Shnamar v'haya ha'ish asher lo yishma el dvarai, asher dvar yishmi, anochi edrosh meimo. The pasuk in Parashat Shoftim says that a person who does not listen to the Navi, to Hashem, through the Navi, Hashem will be doresh meimo, meaning Hashem will punish him. That is to say, only Hashem, Beit Din, has no authority to punish on this matter. Halacha gimel. V'chein avish שעבר על דברי עצמו, והכובש נבואתו, חיה מתאבדי שמיים, ובשלושתן נאמר, אנוכי אדרוש מאמו. Two other people who are חיה מתאבדי שמיים from the same pasuk are a navi who does not fulfill his own words, and a navi who does not transmit his nevuah, who suppresses it, כובש נבואתו. וכן אם יאמר לנו הנביא, שנודע לנו שהוא נביא, לעבור על אחת מכל מצוות המורות בתורה, או על מצוות הרבה, בין קלות בין חמורות, לפי שעה, מצווה לשמוע לו. So too, if a navi tells us, someone who we know to be a navi, tells us to violate temporarily a mitzvah, or even many mitzvot, we listen to him. What's the press then for such a thing? וכך למדנו מחכמים הראשונים מפי השמוע, בכל אם יאמר לך הנביא עבור על דברי תורה, כאליהו בהר כרמל, שמע לו חוץ מעבודה זרה. The press then for this situation is Eliyahu. The famous story in Sefer Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Chet, that Eliyahu Hanavi built an altar, a mizbeach, on Har HaKarmel to have a showdown against the false prophets of the Baal, of the Avodah Zarah. The idea was that each of them would build an altar. Each of them, Eliyahu and the Nevi'ei HaBaal, would sacrifice a bull and place it on the altar, and then they would see which one of those offerings would be accepted by God through a fire coming out of the sky. And Eliyahu taunted the Nevi'ei HaBaal, let's see if you can make God accept your offering. And in the end, of course, Eliyahu's offering was accepted. And this public demonstration led the nation to reject the Nevi'ei HaBaal, and in fact slaughter all the Nevi'ei HaBaal following the story. This is the precedent that if a Navi tells us to temporarily violate an Avera, or himself temporarily violates an Avera of the Torah, then we can listen to him. There is, however, one exception that the Rambam will elaborate on shortly, which is Avodah Zarah. To actually worship idols, we cannot listen to the Navi, even temporarily. V'hu shi'a davar l'pi sha'a, g'on Eliyahu bar Karmel, shikriv ola b'chutz, v'yushlai נבחרה, והמקריב בחוץ חייב קראת, מפני שהוא נביא מצווה לשמוע לו, וגם בזה נאמר אליו תשמעון. So the problem with what Eliyahu did was that it was after the Beit HaMikdash was already built, and once the Beit HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, there cannot be altars, offerings in any other place. That's what's called Shchutei Chutz or Ha'alat Chutz, offering a korban outside the Mikdash. Such a person is usually chayev karet, but in the case of Eliyahu, since it was lefi sha'a, it was only temporary, it was a one-time thing, then it's a mitzvah to listen to him and to participate, and the mitzvah of Elav Tishmo, and to listen to the Navi, applies even in this case. V'ilu shalu et Eliyahu v'amru lo, na'kor ma shekatu b'Torah, pen talei elotecha b'chol makom asher tireh, and had they asked Eliyahu at the time, do you mean that we no longer have this mitzvah, this prohibition against offering a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash? Hayomer lo, ela ha'makriv v'chutz lo lam chayav karet, kamo shetziva Moshe, aval ani hayom makriv v'chutz b'dvar Hashem, k'day l'akhish nevei habal. He would have responded, of course not. The mitzvah still stands. Someone who offers a korban outside the mikdash is chayiv karet in general. But just today is this one exception, because God commanded me to make this mizbeach here in order to contradict the false prophets of the Baal. Val haderech hazot im tzivu kol hanevim lavor lefi sha'a mitzvah lishmo lehem v'imamru sha'davar nekar le'olam mitatan bechenek sha'tora amra lanu l'vanenu ad olam. So the Rambam summarizes what he said already, that any Navi who says to violate a matter temporarily, we listen to him, but any Navi who says that something is forever uprooted from Torah, some mitzvah is forever uprooted from Torah, then he is Navi Sheker, and Beit Din will kill him. Halacha Dalet. V'chein im akar devar midvarim shalamanu mipi ha-shmua, o shamar bedin midinei Torah shashem tziva lo shadin kachu, halacha kedivrei ploni, harei ze Navi Sheker v'ichanek, af al pi shasaot, shreiva la'akhish Torah shamra lo v'shamayim hi, aval lefi sha'a shomin lo v'kol. Even if the Navi doesn't explicitly contradict a pasuk in the Torah, but he says that some kind of oral tradition that we have about what a mitzvah means is incorrect, or if he says that there's a certain debate between scholars, between Tanaim or Moraim, about a certain halacha, and he tells us halacha is like so-and-so, that to his Navi Sheker, even though he did some kind of miracle, because he's contradicting the Torah about which it says, Lo Vashamayim Hi. That is to say, a Navi is not even allowed to paskin halacha, or to settle rabbinic disputes. In this regard, we can recall the famous story of what's called Tanur Shel Achnai at the end of the fourth parak of Bava Metzia, where Rabbi Eliezer and the sages and the Beit Midrash had a debate about whether a certain kind of oven could become impure or not, and Rabbi Eliezer actually did all sorts of miracles and wonders to prove that he was correct, and the response of the Chachamim was, Lo b'shamayim hi, at doing miracles doesn't settle the dispute. Halacha is decided based on our tradition and the debates of the sages, and nothing from God, no sign from God, no prophet can change the conclusions reached by the sages in the Beit Midrash. Halacha hey, b'med dvorim amurim b'sha'ar mitzvot, aval b'avodah zarah ein shomin lo v'afilu l'fisha'ah. So here the Rambam goes back to the point he mentioned briefly earlier, that this dispensation for the Navi to temporarily suspend a mitzvah or an Aveira, that doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah, that prohibition can never be suspended even for a moment. Even if he does wonders and miracles and says that God only commanded for a very brief time, for one day or even one hour to worship this Avodah Zarah, he has clearly speaking falsehoods. These are exactly the psukim in Parshat Re'eh about Navi Sheker, that any Navi who comes along and tells us to do Avodah Zarah, we know for sure that he is a false prophet. Because he is denying Moshe's prophecy. After all, Moshe said that any Navi who comes along and tells us to do Avodah Zarah is a false prophet, and never said that it's okay even on a temporary basis. So this Navi who is claiming that it is must be a false prophet. And any, we know he's a Navi Sheker, any miracles he did were clearly just a sorcery and some kind of trick, and he's killed by Beit Din. So just to summarize, in this parak, the Rambam elaborated on the parameters of what a Navi is allowed to command. A Navi is not allowed to add on or subtract from the mitzvot and the Torah in a permanent manner. However, he is allowed to tell us that a certain mitzvah or avera is temporarily suspended, like the story of Eliyahu and Har Carmel. And even that is not true of Avodah Zarah. The Isra of Avodah Zarah is never suspended even for a moment, and if a Navi tries to do that, then we know he's a Navi Sheker. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.